Okay. Back to Makkah B'Patish. Okay? So he said like this. Now they just give some practical cases where what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So what happens if you have a clasp that you want to connect to a chain? A clasp that you want to connect to a chain. So if it's for the first time, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because of Makkah B'Patish. But if the clip was there, the clasp was there and it fell off and you want to put it back, then you could because it was already usable the way it was. The same thing, you can't attach a band to a watch because again, now it's more usable than it is, what?
You're saying like when a woman puts on a piece of a necklace?
No, we're not talking about closing it.
It has to, right, you said the clasp coming back.
No, to put, not to close the clasp.
No, but if the clasp came off.
Then you could put it back on.
You can't put it back on.
Yeah, but not, you can't originally take a new chain and put on the clasp. Okay, now, we also discussed the argument in Halacha about changing the time on the clock or a watch. Are you allowed to change the time or not? So, many poskim hold you're allowed to, many poskim hold you're not allowed to. The custom is, in the Frum circles, that you don't change the time, but it says if you need it for a mitzvah, you need to know what time davening is, or what time krishma is, or what time like that. So then they can be lenient according to the opinions that hold it, you're allowed to change the time on the clock. Winding a watch, we already discussed that if the watch is not working, the watch is not working, then you can't wind it because then you're fixing it. Now you're making it usable. But there's another, and here is interesting din in Shabbos between men and women. Generally speaking, men will not wear a watch that doesn't work. Women, if it's a jewelry piece, it's a very nice gold thing with diamonds, so then women would wear it even though it not doesn't work. So it's an interesting din. A man's watch that doesn't work, it's muktzah for the man. He can't move it on Shabbos because he can't use it. It's useless for him. But if a woman's watch, not a cheap watch, but I'm saying if it's a jewelry piece, so then it wouldn't be muktzah even though it doesn't work. Even though she wouldn't be allowed to wind it on Shabbos, but still it wouldn't be muktzah because she could still wear it. For her, it's considered a jewelry piece. What?
People that wear watches just for the sake of it.
Yeah, but usually, rarely will you see a man wear a watch that doesn't work. Okay, so again, you know what? If it's a very expensive, it's not Kabbalah. If it's a very expensive watch, and a man would wear it in the street, even if it's not working, yeah, then he would be allowed to wear it. No, it's fake.
Men have different watches. Some day they wear this, and some day they wear that. Sometimes they don't wear a watch on Shabbat, they want to wear a watch.
No.
Can they do that? If somebody ordinarily
doesn't
wear a watch.
Many people have a, like in our circles, we don't wear watches on Shabbos. In our circles, we don't even wear watches on Yom Tov either, even though Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. That's in our circles. Because Rebbe Rashab didn't want people, and Poskim also bring this down, stop carrying on Yom Tov. It's not necessary, you don't carry. Okay? So, generally speaking, if you don't, so our minig, we don't wear watches, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Halachically, the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of poskim hold, you're allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos because you wear a watch, it's a garment. Now, in the Gemara, and it's very interesting, if you look in Gemara, women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos.
Oh, no?
No. In Gemara. In Gemara, women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Why? So Locha says, because she'll meet her friend in the street and say, hey, look at my new watch that I got. Look at my new ring that I got. They'll take it off, they'll show it to the friend, and one of them will forget and carry it in the street on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to, this is what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Later, Poskim, after the Gemara, not in the time of the Gemara, came that you are allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. That's the accepted minhag universally around the world, that women wear jewelry on Shabbos. And they write, one of the reasons is because if you don't today, you don't take it off so much, you just show it to them while it's still on your finger, on your hand. So So therefore, the pearl, the din is today women can wear jewelry. So again, is a man wearing a watch is called a garment. It's called a garment. You wear a watch. If you wear it, nobody says, I'm carrying my watch. But I'll give you an example. Let's say they still have, you know, the pocket watches and the gold chain in your vest pocket. Nobody wears vests today. No. So that would be different than wearing a watch, because that you're not wearing. A pocket watch you actually carrying in your pocket.
Isn't it clipped onto your...
No, but that's the chain, but it's not clipped on that it's part of the garment.
It's a mediocre bracelet that men are wearing, a lot of them.
Again, if men wear it on a regular basis and we're not afraid they're going to take it off, that's fine. I mean, again, but... wearing watches or things like that wouldn't be an issue today. Again, in our circles, we don't do it, but there's no problem with it.
But, you know, Rabbi, the iFit or the ones that measure your steps...
No, that you're not allowed to wear in Shabbos.
Right.
There's other watches. They're not... I mean, I'm sure you have them today also, but they were popular at one time. It's a black face.
Yeah.
You can't see the time. You want to see the time, you have to press a button and the time lights up. That for sure you can't wear on Shabbos, because then you're going to come to press it. Even if you're wearing it for the jewelry piece, you're still not allowed to, because over there you're going to be forget it Shabbos and you're going to press the button to look at what time it is. So that's for sure forbidden. But, I'll give you another example. Many people, and this is Shailin Aloch, I'm not saying it's an argument. You know, many people would wear a... Years ago, more so. They used to wear handkerchiefs in the pocket. So now the... Not the bloater. So now the question is, so if it's sewn onto the garment, it's not a question. It's part of the garment. Like anything else that's sewn onto the garment. But if you have a handkerchief that's just in the pocket, so that's the question. Are you wearing it or are you carrying it? So many opinions say you're actually carrying it. You're not wearing it because it's not part. It's in your pocket. In your pocket is called carrying.
I'm sorry, I can't do this to you. I wear it all the time on Shabbat.
What about
no, but you go by the Erev, it doesn't matter.
No, but you wear it.
If you go by the Erev, these are all not issues. And it's about the fixing.
What?
Huh?
What's the difference between handkerchief and a tie?
A tie you wear around your neck, it's a garment. No, but it's in your pocket. Can you wear a tie in your pocket?
No.
If somebody wears a handkerchief as a scarf,
right,
then you're allowed to because you're wearing it as a scarf. Or if you have a big handkerchief or before Shabbos, you tie a few of them together and you wear them around the waist as a girdle. So then you would be allowed to.
So a tie that's not tied is carrying.
A tie that's not tied is carrying because that's not the normal way of wearing it. So just like I said, no, Baruch Hashem, it's almost all of Hashalom. But if there's no Erev, or you're not, you know, don't carry in the Erev, you wear the masks on Shabbos. Again, all of Hashalom, because basically, hopefully, it's over. But you wear the masks on Shabbos. You, if you don't wear it correctly, that's carrying on Shabbos. Huh? No, because people wear a tie that's loose. People do wear that. Huh? But that's not called. The only reason why you're allowed to wear a mask is because you're wearing it for protection. That's the nose and the mouth. But if you're wearing it here, what type of protection is it? No. You wear a mask. Nobody says, are you carrying a mask? A mask. Are you carrying a mask? You wear a mask. But if you don't wear it properly, a mask would be a problem of carrying.
What about the mask?
I said, but if you pull it all the way down, then for sure it's no good. Okay.
So same thing with glasses, if it's above your head, it's carrying.
Right? Yeah, yeah, if somebody wears the, or like, remember this?
How about your jacket? You normally wear a jacket, but if you put it over your shoulder, you said it's okay.
Yeah, because that people wear the jacket that way. What are you talking about? In New York, when it's hot, everybody wears jackets over the shoulders during the summer. No, I'm not talking like...
Oh, both.
No, both wearing it over your shoulders. But that's wearing again, it's not carrying. Anyway, okay, now, what happens if lenses fall out of glasses on Shabbos? So, again, if it's easy, they're talking about a plastic frame. Because metal frames, you have a screw to loosen it to put the frame. That for sure you can't fix on Shabbos. Because that's Makar B'Patish, you're repairing the glasses. What happens if you have a plastic frame and the glass pops out and you want to pop it back in? So if it, halacha says like this, if it's a frame that it goes in and out easily.
Snapping.
Yeah, snaps in, snaps out easily. Then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos if it fell out. But otherwise, if it's difficult to put in, then you can't because, again, you're fixing it. The other way, it's like it's made, you know, to come in and out. So it's not a problem.
Bending it here.
No, 1 second. So now, what happens if somebody's glass is bent out of shape? So are you allowed to bend them back? So again, it says if it's easy to do it, like a little bend, it's not a big, hard job to do, then it's not called repairing. Because that's normal way that it bends out of shape and you bend it back. But if to fix a screw, or for that matter, what happens if your temple falls out of your glasses and you want to put in a safety pin to fix it? You don't have a screw, right? You want to put a safety pin, or you want to put a piece of toothpick, whatever, you know, just to close it up. So carrying wouldn't be an issue because it's part of the glasses. But fixing would be an issue. You're fixing the glasses. Not machine for what?
Because you don't usually use a screw for that.
Okay, somebody asked me today. You know, officially sunglasses on Shabbos. If there's no Erev, you're not allowed to wear sunglasses on Shabbos. Why? Because sunglasses people put on and off. And it's a fact. Your sunglasses, you walk into a room, you take them off. You know, you put them, you walk outside. So again, there's a chash, a fear that you might end up carrying it on Shabbos. You'll take it off. Glasses that you always wear, like prescription glasses, so then there's not a problem you're going to take it off. Because you don't take it off in the street. You walk in the street. You wear them. You need them to see. So now what happens, though, if somebody has a medical condition with the eyes, that the sun really hurts them. So over there, there's a much more of a heter. Poskim right. There's much more of a heter to wear them on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid you're going to take it off outside and carry it. Because it hurts your eyes. Mainly, you know, you would just wear sunglasses because it's less of a glare. But, you know, it's not a problem. So then we're afraid you're going to take it off and carry it in the street. What?
Prescription sunglasses
would be okay. Because you're not going to take them off in the street. Again, it's not... Wearing the glasses is not the issue. The problem with wearing glasses is you might take them off and forget and you'll carry them. But if you're not going to take them off, why? What?
The safety pin in the glasses wouldn't be allowed.
To put in on Shabbos. Right.
So what about safety pin on garments? Didn't we say a safety pin to...
But that's not fixing. It's a little bit different than this is the glasses are broken. They cannot be worn.
Right.
Now you're fixing them. If a hem comes down, you can still wear it. It doesn't look so nice maybe, but you can still wear it.
If one of the temples fall off, you could technically still wear it like this.
Yeah, but you're still fixing it. You really, there's a big difference between, in fact, there's a shaila. If one temple, or Moshe, there's an argument in Poskim. If one lens falls out, can I wear the glasses with one lens instead of two?
Yes.
So there's a machlokes. Some Poskim are machmi, you can't. This is the most people are makel that you could.
What?
Or with one temple. Because when you have one temple on, whoever wears glasses, no, you have one temple, it's pretty loose, okay? And it's going to, but you take them off, you put them on here, you'll end up doing it. A hem, halachically, you can wear the dress with the hem down, or pants with the hem down.
I'm not noticing it.
Yeah, you can wear it, it's wearable. You're not making a garment out of it, you're not fixing the garment, you're making it look a little bit better. And by the way, another thing is, that's a temporary fixing. When you put a safety pin in the clothing, a dress or a patch, whatever. So then it's noticeable that it's temporary. Here, people leave it in for a long time like that.
Why if you cannot daven without it? You have to fix the glasses without it. You're in a shul and it pops out. You have to put the safety pin in.
No, it's still a malacha. You can't.
So you let go of davening?
You hold the glasses like this, whatever.
How about out in the street? You can't see without the glasses.
Huh?
How about if someone can't see without the glasses?
What do you mean?
On the street, let's say you fall off or something.
They can't see. Is that how bad their eyes are? Come on.
I
doubt it. Okay. Next.
Right, so that we can make some progress. Can you bring the silly questions to treat the person?
Silly questions?
To treat the person.
And if they're very silly? Yeah. One second. If they're very silly, one per person? I think you will be in charge of deciding.
I'm expert.
There's an expression in Yiddish that you give the ganef the key. You want to protect the house. Who do you trust? You give him the key, you won't break in. Okay.